As baby boomers swell the ranks of America's older adults, the question becomes, are cities and towns preparing for them? How will aging boomers reshape the cities of America? What can cities do to look ahead and plan for what these seniors will need to be welcoming to an aging population? Well, for this conversation, we're joined by Brad Weinick, who's founder of the consulting firm Planning Aging. He's also an adjunct professor of urban planning at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Brad, thanks for speaking with us today.
My pleasure.
Would you say that boomers are approaching aging differently than their parents, the greatest generation, or do we like to think we are because we boomers have always thought we did things differently?
I think that we like to think that the world started when we arrived, but I do think that many of the issues that we are facing are the same issues that people have faced in previous years, but I think two of the things that are very different is economic circumstance and the assumption and the mind frame of we're the generation that questioned every assumption and never took the given no for an answer. I think that's the one real difference in how we're looking at how to recast older adulthood.
Then let's talk first about economic circumstances, and I suspect the Great Recession has had a little to do with the way baby boomers can plan their retirement.
I think that's had I think that it's challenged a lot of the assumptions that many older adults had about the flexibility. I think a lot of folks felt that they had this fabulous financial nest egg, which was largely in their home. And, you know, home values go up and home values go down. And when the economy changes and the lending climate changes, your home is only worth what somebody is willing to pay you for it.
Yeah.
And as the pipeline of qualified and mortgage worthy buyers shrinks, that shrinks the potential value of a home that, you know, an older adult might be looking to sell. And I think that the impact of that manifests itself in a number of ways with respect to, you know, how our communities look and will look in the future.
What would a smart city be offering and be doing now to plan for this large, large group of older adults that's coming with what we call the baby boomers?
Well, I would say a couple of things. One thing that cities would be doing would be to be doing smart planning for livable communities almost, not entirely, but almost without thinking specifically about older adults. It is my strong belief that cities and communities who are planning well for the older adults are those cities and communities that are planning well for people throughout the age range. When I talk to planners and public officials and city leaders, I like to ask them, when you come up with some of the nice amenities that you have in your town, let's take hypothetically some nice street accommodations, crosswalks with different paving surfaces, maybe some shade trees, maybe some landscaping, maybe benches, street furniture, differentiated pavement, countdown crosswalks, all of those sorts of things, rapid transit. For whom are you specifically designing and implementing those amenities? And my answer is you're not doing it just for older adults. You're not doing it just for young parents with children with strollers. You're not doing it just for children who are, you know, carrying heavy backpacks on the way to school. You're not doing it just for your out-of-town visitors and tourists who you hope to be attracting to your community. You're not doing it for anyone in particular. But if you're doing it smartly and wisely and with a broad mind in what you're doing, you're facilitating all of those folks. My point here is primarily, and maybe it's, you know, a simple point, but let's not make it an us versus them sort of dynamic. Let's make it, what amenities do we need to be a livable community? And if in fact it's a livable community, my hypothesis is it will be livable for people throughout the age range. Now, that doesn't mean that as people have perhaps some particular needs as older adults, there need not be an even more fine-tuned eye towards some of the needs that they might have, because there needs to be a, you know, very specific look at proximity and availability and accessibility of healthcare and services and, you know, pharmacies and grocery stores and things like this. Obviously, transportation is an important consideration, and all the more important when you're, you know, more likely to be more reliant upon some sort of provided public transportation rather than, you know, a self guided car.
Because we know that we may be a good driver at 70, but perhaps, you know, we think of the experience with our parents, perhaps not so great after we round 80 and keep moving on up. And that in Michigan is a big challenge, the idea of transportation. Certainly Southeast Michigan has a lot of problems and a lot of challenges ahead as we try to get some mass transit going that is effective.
Yes, and certainly similar in Illinois, although Michigan and Detroit in particular, because of its kind of proud automobile legacy, there may be even a more of a pride and self-image. You know, I'm about my ability to drive my car.
Yeah.
So there may be a, you know, that may just kind of further underscore that. No, that's certainly the case everywhere. When you're looking at how to make cities and communities more supportive of folks throughout the aging process, density is a real, you know, key variable here. High densities that you'll have in cities and some of the inner ring suburbs that will allow you to provide some of the services, particularly some of the transportation types of services with, you know, shorter travel distances. Once you move to the more rural portions of Michigan, similar to Illinois, you've got a very different dynamic when you've got smaller towns and lower densities and greater travel distances. Certainly for older adults, you know, medical facilities and regional health care, it's often a several hours rather than a several miles sort of question. So absolutely, you need to plan very specifically looking at the local and the regional realities and what are the local assets that we have and what are the challenges that we have and what works in, you know, Detroit or what works in Ann Arbor is not going to work, you know, in the far northwest corners of the state.
Interesting conversation with my fellow baby boomer, Brad Winnick, who's founder of the Planning Aging Consultant Firm and also teaches urban planning at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Lots to think about, and I really appreciate the time you've spent speaking with us, Brad.
My pleasure.